For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. Trying to raise environmental awareness and gain status as a federally recognized tribe, members of the Winnemem Wintu are scheduled to hold a forum dubbed When Salmon Speak. It's part of the fourth annual Run for Salmon, a series of sacred ceremonies and political events following the migratory path of salmon from the Golden Gate to the headwaters of the Sacramento River. It'll be held in Redding Wednesday at Old City Hall. For insights into some of the group's concerns, I spoke with Tom Stokely, a co-director of Save California Salmon, who also works with the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations, a frequent litigant in the state's water wars. I began our conversation by asking him to elaborate on why the Winnemem Wintu and other groups are against a proposal to raise the height of Shasta Dam, increasing the reservoir's capacity.
The Bureau of Reclamation has come up with a phony cost-effectiveness scheme for it. What they've done is they came up with the idea of a larger cold water pool for salmon, and therefore that is a, quote, public benefit, and therefore the public should pay for it. But in fact, there would be no benefit to salmon, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has said that. So what we'll be doing is spending somewhere between $650 and maybe $1 million and $1.5 billion on a project that's largely going to benefit a very small number of heavily subsidized irrigators in the western San Joaquin Valley. It was their choice to plant those crops, and now they're blaming the rest of us for the fact that, gee, we have droughts in California.
The groups involved in the Run for Salmon are also opposed to the Delta Tunnel. Why should people other than Delta farmers really care about this?
If they're able to build a tunnel that can basically bypass the Delta will turn into salt water, agriculture in the Delta will die, the salmon will die, the Delta smelt will die. And what really a lot of this gets down to is having the public pay for private benefits. If California is going to have a water-resilient future, we need to focus on the things that are cost-effective, like recycling, conservation, stormwater capture, things like that.
Senate Bill 1 is the latest brinkmanship between President Trump and California over water management. Would its success or failure really matter?
The optics are very, very bad. The governor's rationale for vetoing the Endangered Species Act protections are really absurd.
Generally, what is the status of California salmon?
California salmon are in deep, deep trouble. During the drought, the State Water Board allowed the Bureau of Reclamation to waive water quality standards and draw down Shasta Lake so low that there was only warm water left. And they killed over 90% of the juvenile salmon and eggs in the Sacramento River in 2015 and 2016. Now the meager returns are coming back, and it's not looking good. In the case of the Klamath River, the Bureau of Reclamation issued a new biological opinion that is killing young salmon smolts. These fish that are going to be spawned this year are going out into another blob, as they call it, in the Pacific Ocean, where there's warm water and there's poor feeding conditions. If we don't do things like maintain cold water pools for fish, like enforce our water quality laws against the federal government, the salmon are doomed in California. If Governor Newsom vetoes SB1, that salmon in California will become extinct, just like the grizzly bear on the California state flag.
That was Tom Stokely of Save California Salmon. Stokely is scheduled to speak at an event organized by the Winnemem Wintu people Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Redding's Old City Hall. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.